Today's shiur is Masech Yevamos Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Abba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Moedim Be'Eved Vav Gechovim Haba Yisrael. Everybody agrees that if Eved or Oyve Gechovim, a non-Jew, have a relationship with a Jewish woman and they have a child, Shaflad Mamzer, that child produced is considered a mamzer. Ask the Gemara, man hakol moedim. Who does the Gemara mean when it says hakol moedim that everybody agrees? Says the Gemara, it means Shimon HaTamoni. The Afogav, Dama Shimon HaTamoni, even though Shimon HaTamoni teaches us, as we learned in the previous year, Ein Mamzer Michai Vilavin, that if the entire issue, the entire Isser involved in this relationship is only a chiyuv lav, that relationship will not produce a mamzer, because Shimon HaTamoni, as we learned, holds that a mamzer is only produced when there's a chiyuv karis. Hani mili, when is that said? Michai v'lavin, the tafsba kedushin. It's referring to chai v'lavin, where kedushin is effective, as we've learned. The pasuk says, we discussed this in Daf Chof Gimel, Kiel ish shtei noshim. If a man has two wives, achas ahuva v'achas snua, one he is ahuva and one is snua. And the Gemara explained, v'chiyesh ahuva lefnei amokim, v'chiyesh snua lefnei amokim. Is there a wife that's loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu versus a wife that's hated by Kodesh Baruch Hu? El ahuva b'nesueha, one refers to a wife who is loved in her marriage, there is no isser in the marriage, v'achas snua b'nesueha, and the other refers to a marriage that there is dislike, which refers to an chiv elavin. So that teaches us that there is a marriage, but it's snua, it's hated. Avol hocha, by our case, oiv kachovim ve'evid, since kedushin is not effective at all by these people, even though the isser of this relationship is only a chiyuv lav, says the Gemara, wants the Gemara to suggest the chayv krisis tami, that it should be considered like a chayv krisis, and even Shimon HaTamoni will agree that the child born from such a marriage is considered a mamzer. So Rashi goes on to discuss, how do we know that Kedushin is not toifus by Oiv Kachovim Ve'Eved? So Rashi says, by Eved, Kedushin is not toifus, because the pasuk says regarding Eved, Shvu lechem poi im hachamor, and avodim am hadoim lechamor, Eved as compared to a chamor, so certainly there's no Kedushin toifus. Furthermore, Rashi says, how do we know that Kedushin is not effective by Oiv Kachovim? So Rashi says, because the pasuk says regarding the prohibition of having a relationship with them, there is no marriage between a Jew and an Oiv Kachovim. Rashi also says that the pasuk says regarding the relationship of a non-Jew, for he beulas baal. So Rashi says what that comes to teach us is that she could have a baal, she could have a husband, but the concept of chuppah, the kedushin, do not apply by them. So the Gemara is now suggesting that even Shimon HaTamoni will agree that a child born between Oiv Kachovim ve'Eved Haba Yisraelis, the child is a mamzer. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Oiv Kachovim ve'Eved Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Tanakhama says, indeed, such a child is a Mamzer. Shimon Yehuda Omer, a Mamzer, El Mish Isura Issa Erva Varnish Karas. Rav Shimon Yehuda repeats that the only time we have a Mamzer is if the Isser was a Karas. And as the Aruch HaNeir explains the Gemara's question, our Gemara, at the beginning of this year, wanted to suggest that everybody, and if everybody includes Shimon HaTamoni, holds that a mamzer is only from a chiyuv karis. Ask the Gemara, here we clearly see that Shimon ben Yehuda doesn't hold that way. So just like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda will say that such a child is not a mamzer, so too perhaps Shimon HaTamani will hold that such a child is not a mamzer. El Amar Rabbi Yosef, therefore Rabbi Yosef says, Man HaKamoidim, who do we mean when we say that everybody agrees to Ovi Kacham Ever Abba Bas Yisrael Ava Mamzer? We mean Rebbe. That Afagav the Rebbe Omer. Even though Rebbe says in a Braisa, Ein Hadvarim Halolo Amurim El Div Rebbe Kiva, these words, that the Braisa over there, that the Gemara is referring to, is talking about different situations of Chiv Lavin. The first there, if a Yavin performed Chalitza with his Yavama, and then had relations with her, according to Rabbi Kiva, since there's a chi of lav involved in this relationship, there is no requirement for get. The kedushin are not effective. So Rabbi comments, who holds this way? Ein hadvarim halom amurim. This halacha that the Mishnah over there says is only going el de Rabbi Kiva shayosa chalutza kerva, that he treats a woman who received chalitza like every erva, that kedushin is not effective. Velei, however, Rabbi himself loisvirelei does not agree with Rabbi Kiva. However, ba'ovid kachavim ve'evid, where there's also only a chi of lav, there he does agree with Rabbi Kiva that the child born of such a relationship will be a mamzer. How do we know this? The chos rav dimi amr of Yitzchak bar of dumi mishum rabbeinu, oiv kachavim ve'evid abba abbas Yisrael, havlad mamzer. Rav achasar abira, rav tanchum bereid rav ashi, bereid rav chi ish kvar ako. The Gemara relates a story that happened to these two amaroim. They ransomed Jewish women. The Osum Arvim Latferia. They came from Arma to Tferia. Havachada, one of these women who was captured was impregnated by Ovi Kachovim. Vosel Kamei the Rebbe Ami. They came to Rav Ami to discuss the status of this fetus. And he told them, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina, Damri, all of these people, Tanoim, hold. Rav Yosef said, Ravusa lemechshav gavri. Is this something important? Is this the way just to mention names who hold this way? I could prove to you that there are Maroyim that hold differently. Harav Shmuel beBavil, Rav Shmuel ben Levi or Bakapar bat Yisrael, Vamrile, and some take out the name Chlufi Bakapara, they delete the name of Bakapara, the Aili Ziktedarim, and they replace it with the Ziktedarim, the Amri, Ovikacham Vavir Abba bat Yisrael, Havlad Kosher. Elam Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, the different bases, how we know what the halach is, the Rebbe holds that the child is a mamzer. The chaser Rav Dimi Amr Rav Yitzchak Rav Dumi Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, they said in the name of Rabbeinu that Oivik Chavim Ve'Evin Abba Bas Yisrael mamzer. That's why they held that the child is a mamzer. Continues the Gemara Rav Shuben Levi Omer. However, Rav Shuben Levi says Havlad Mekulkel, the child is considered Mekulkel. Mekulkel means damaged. What does that mean? Ilaman, exactly to whom does this kilkel affect? Ilaim lekol, if we're going to say that the child is considered disqualified from marrying anybody in Klal Yisrael, Ham Rabbi Yeshua Vlad Kosher. Didn't we just say that Yeshua holds that the Vlad is kosher? So what does it mean that he's posel lekol? Ela lekahuna. What it means is that he's considered posel lekahuna. The Kula Amaroi, the Machshri, even all the Amaroim that we quoted that hold that the child is not considered a mamzer, they all agree Maida Shavlat Pogam Kahuna, that the child is considered disqualified for Kahuna, Mikavachimer Almana, because we learn a Kavachimer from Almana. Ma Almana Lakain Godl. If a woman who's an Almana, who we discussed in the previous year, is not allowed to marry a Kain Godl, Shein Isura Shav Bekol, which this is a very unique Isser, only a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona. The pasuk teaches us that should a kohen gadol marry a mono b'nor pogum, as we quoted the pasuk yesterday, v'lo yichalel zaroi zu shisur shavakol. No Jewish woman is allowed to be married to a kohen v'eved. Ein adin shebnor pogum. Certainly, her child is considered pogum. There's a machloikis rishonim. What does it mean when we say that the vlad is pogum? According to Rashi, this halacha is relevant only to the female children produced by the relationship between Ovid Kachom ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael. And it's teaching us that those female children would not be allowed to marry Kohanim. However, according to Rashi, it is not necessary to teach that the male children are not qualified to be Kohanim, because we know that a Kohen's designation is based on who his father is. Here, the father is a non-Jew. It's obvious that the sons are not Kohanim. Rashi goes on to say that perhaps we can say that the sons being pogum l'kuhuna is that they are forbidden to marry a kohanis, because Rashi says there's a rule that a kohen's daughter, a kohanis, does not have any more kedusha than a bas yisrael. So if this person is allowed to marry a bas yisrael, he's also allowed to marry a kohanis. However, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that the status of pogum l'kuhuna also pertains to the male children. He says that although it doesn't apply to whom he's allowed to marry, he says what it does apply to is that should this son of the union of a Ovid Kachavim ve'Eved Habor Bas Yisrael marry a woman, the female children of that marriage will not be allowed to marry Kohanim, because that pegam l'kahuna will transfer to their daughters and granddaughters. Ask the Gemara, how could we learn from our mona l'kohen gadol that this child is pogum? Ma la mona l'kohen gadol shekeni atzmas mechalelus. As the Gemara taught us, there's a special din by our mona l'kohen gadol that not only do her children become affected, she herself becomes permanently disqualified from eating truma, as the pasuk says, "V'lo yichalel," that extra lamed. Answers the Gemara, "Hachanami." Here too, in our case, kimin shenivela. Once a woman had relations with this Ovid Kachom ve'Eved pasla, she also becomes disqualified from kahuna, which means that if she's the daughter of a kohen, even though the daughter of a kohen, if she's single and has no children, may eat truma, this woman will never be allowed to eat truma again. Dom Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rab Shimon, Menayin Loiv Kachavim Ve'Eved Habar Kahanis. How do we know Loiv Kachavim Ve'Eved Bar Kahanis Ve'Leviya Ve'Yisraelis She'Pesluah? They passel her, they disqualify her from eating truma. She'Nemar Ubas Kohen Kisiya Amona Grusha. In a situation where there was a marriage, where there's a concept of divorce or almana, she, when that marriage is dissolved, goes back to her father's house to eat truma. That such a marriage never, once such a marriage took place, this woman will never be allowed to eat truma. Amalei Abaya, my chazus the samcha ad Rav Ami. Why do you rely on what Rav Ami said? The Rav Ami said the Rebbe holds that Ovid Kachavim ve'Eved Habor Bas Yisrael avlad mamzer. Why not smoich ad Ravin? Rely on what Ravin said. The chiyos Ravin Omar Rav Nosi Rav Yehuda Nosi Marim Balat Teira. They ruled permissibly regarding this child. Oman Rav Yehuda Nosi. And we know from throughout Shas, who is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Vaf Rav Marbar Teira. Rav also held that such a child born for Ovid Kachom Rabbar Bas Yisrael Havlad Kosha. The Uda Osel Kamei the Rav. There was a man who came before Rav. Amalei, and he asked him, what is the halacha about if Oivik Chavim or Eved have relation with a Jewish woman? Amalei, so he told him, Havlat Kosher. The child is Kosher. Amalei, so he said to him, Havli Bartoch, give me your daughter. I'm such a person. I am a person that was born from Oivik Chavim for Eved Ababas Yisrael. Lo Yehivnalach. So Rav said, I will not give her to you. Amasim Bachil Rav. So Chassim Bachir said to Rav, Amri Inshi, people will say, Gamli b'modai, akada rakta. A camel in modai dances in a kav, which is a very b'chiddish. A kav is a small jar. A camel is a very large animal. And what the Gemara was, what Chassim Bachir was trying to say is, people could say, when you're not here, in a faraway place, people could say all sorts of things can happen. Ha-kava, but let's see it happen in front of us. Ha-kava va-gamla va-madai. Here we have all the ingredients. The lirakten doesn't dance. What it means to say is, when you're not here, far away, people could say the Rav holds that such a child is kosher. But let's see you do it where you are and show us that he's mutter. And the Ben Yoyada says, what was the mashal specifically with a camel? Because a camel, as we know, is an animal that has some simonim of a kosher animal and some simonim of a non-kosher animal. It has split hooves, but it doesn't... It chews its cud, but it doesn't have split hooves. So what the Gemara was trying to say is, the soul too is a child born from Oivik Chavim or Eved Abba Bas Yisrael that has one Jewish parent and one non-Jewish parent. Amalei, so Rav said to him, in a heavy ki Yeshu Benun, even if you were as great as Yeshu Benun, Rav was saying to this person, I would still not give my daughter to you in marriage. So he said, Amalei, so they said to him, Ihavik Yeshu Benun, if this person was as great as Yeshu Benun, Imala Yavle, if you won't give him your daughter, Achrina Yavle, there will be no problem for him to get married. The problem is this person, who obviously is not of the status of Yeshu Benun, Imala Yavle, if you, who holds that this person is considered kosher, won't give him lo yavle, will not give him your daughter in marriage, achrina lo yavle, no one else will give. And that's why perhaps you should give your daughter to him in marriage, to prove that he is indeed kosher and there is no problem with his yichus. Lava ka'azel kamei, Rav didn't want to change his mind, not give his daughter to such a person, and this person refused to leave Rav. Yorbe enei. So Rav put his gaze on this man, v'shachiv, and he died. So the Ben Yoyada obviously asks, what did this person do that was so serious that he deserved death? So Ben Yoyada explains that this person was standing begging that Rav should give him his daughter. Rav refused. The longer Rav refused, the more widely known it would become that Rav refused. What people would start saying is they wouldn't say that Rav didn't want to take this person as a son-in-law for whatever reason. People would begin to start questioning, was Rav really firm in his position? Did Rav really believe what he paskened? So this would have obviously undermined Rav's position and paskening halacha, because people would say, yeah, Rav paskens halacha, but he doesn't feel so comfortable in standing behind his psak. Because of that, there was no choice but that this man should leave the world. Vaf Rav Masna Mayer Bala Tera, so too does Rav Masna pasken leheter. Vav Rav Yehuda Mar Bar LaTera, so too does Rav Yehuda hold that Oivik Chavim v'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael have Vlad Kosha. The Chios L'Kamed Rav Yehuda Amalei, when such a person would come in front of Yehuda, he would tell them, Zil Itmar, go, conceal yourself, go to a place where people don't know you, and there there won't be a question about yichus, or nosa bas minach, or marry somebody of the same status as you. Similarly, if such a person came to Rava, either go into exile where people don't know who you are, or marry somebody like yourself. And the Mefarshim asked the obvious question, how could the Gemara suggest that a person just go to somewhere where he's not known, and people will therefore not be aware of it, the problem with his yichus, and let their daughters marry him? Isn't this Geneva Stas? And in fact, the Chasam Sofer says that what the Gemara meant is not that he should permanently conceal his status, just get married to a woman, and after they get married, tell them that there's this concern in his yichus, because obviously there's a concern that, as we learned, we'll still discuss it, that perhaps b'nor pogum, the children come from such a marriage, are pogum, and of course it's not permissible to have it concealed. But like Taisa says, the Chasam Sofer continues to teach us, it's only that since there was no concern that the children would do avoida on the Mizbeach, there was no requirement to have him announce to everyone he has this issue that would make it difficult for him to get married. The Shaar Metzion Balocha, however, takes a somewhat of a different approach. The Shaar Metzion Balocha's approach is that when a person gets married, it's the obligation of the people who are looking into him as a prospective son-in-law to check his status. And he didn't lie. Nobody was chas v'shalom suggesting that this person should lie. What they were just saying was that he doesn't have to announce it. If he doesn't announce what his yichus is, and people don't properly check it out, it's not considered that he did anything wrong. Continues the Gemara. Sholchalei b'nei b'machsi l'rava. The b'nei b'machsi sent to Rava. Mi shechetzi eva v'chetzi ben chayrim. If there's a person who's a half freed and half eved, the Gemara always uses this example. Let's say he had two owners. One owner freed him and one owner did not free him. So he's a chatzi ev, chatzi bechayrim, haba bas Yisrael, and he has relationship with a bas Yisrael ma'u. What will be the status of that child? Amalu, hashta eved kula amrina kasher. If we're now saying that if the person was completely an eved, the child born is kosher, chetzio. So if the father is a half eved only, mabayi, is there a question, what is the status of that child? Amar Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yosef, Mara de Shmatza, the one who said this halacha regarding Eved Habobas Yisrael, Manu, is Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one of the people who we quoted saying that the child is kosher. V'am Rav Yehuda asks the Gemara, but Rav Yehuda is the one, asks Rav Yosef, isn't Rav Yehuda the one that says, Mi shechetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrim habobas Yisrael, oisev lad, eloi takona, that child has no takona, that child may not marry you. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim, the Karen L'Oira and Darach L'Ner, pick up on the terminology that the Gemara now uses of Einloi Takana. It doesn't just say Pogum or Mamzer. They say Einloi Takana, that this child has no hope because he's not completely kosher, because he has a father who's a half Ben Chayrim. But he's not like any other situation of Eved Chacham ve'Eved Habo Bas Yisrael, where there's a begam, where there's a blemish in the child, because it's half Ben Chayrim and half Eved. And therefore, Ein Lo Takana, he has no remedy, he can't marry anybody. He can't marry not a regular Jew, nor a Mamzeris, because of this combination in him. Answers the Gemara, but here we're saying that we did see that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eved Chacham ve'Eved Habo Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher Mi Shechetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chayrim is worse, Answers the Gemara, Ki Itmed Rabbi Yehuda, where was Rabbi Yehuda referring to? Ki going the Kaddish Bas Yisrael. First, this person who's half Eved and half Ben Chayrim married a Jewish woman. The Nimtza, and then every time he has relations with her, Nimtza Tzat Avda Shaboy, he's partially Eved. And the partial Eved is, we have a situation that Eishes Ish, a woman who married a Ben Chayrim, is having relations with an Eved. That's the specific issue that causes this circumstance to be worse. Ask Tosfos, how could this Kedushin ever be effective? If the person, if the man, the husband, making this Kedushin is a Chetzye Eved, Chetzye Ben Chayrim, so it's a Kedushin that's not a complete Kedushin. And it's such a Kedushin indeed Chal? Answers Tosfos, that when the Gemara in Masechta the Kedushin discusses that if a person is only Mekadosh half a wife, or only half of him should be Mekadosh to a wife, that's not considered Kedushin, because he left over. He could have done more, and he didn't do as much of a Kedushin as the Halacha allows him to do. That's where there's a concern. However, in our Gemara, the person who did this Kedushin, this Chetzi Eved, the Chetzi Ben Chayrim, did as much as he could do. There's a problem, he's a Chetzi Eved. But as much of a Kedushin he could do, he did. That is not what the Gemara and Masechta Kedushin refers to, says Tosfos. And it's along the same lines, the Mefarshim explained, we discussed that a Kedushin, Sh'ena Mesurim Labiyah, a Kedushin that cannot be consummated, we discussed earlier in the Masechta, is that considered a Kedushin or not? So why is that not a concern here? Based on what the Gemara is saying now, this person can never have relations with his wife because you have the problem that the Gemara just mentioned, Nimtza Tzar Abda Shaboy, Mishtam Spacious Ish. So according to the man, the Amid that holds, Kedushin Sh'enim Asurim Labiyah, are not a Kedushin, why is this an effective Kedushin? Again, explained the Mefarshim, when do we have a concern of Kedushin Sh'enim Asurim Labiyah? When there's an Isser preventing the Kedushin from Michal. He has no Isser, it's just a technical difficulty, and that's why the Kedushin is effective. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that this is a concern? According to Amanda Omer that says that if a Jewish woman has a relationship with Oyvik Chava Evet Abne Mamzer Afilba Pnuya, it's even with an unmarried woman. L'divrei HaMachshir, and the one that says that the child produced is kosher, Machshir Afilba Eshesish, it wouldn't make a difference even if she had relations, even though she's a married woman. V'shneim, and both of them use the same source for their psak. Shneim loy lamdu el meshasav. They both learn it from the pasuk that discusses the isser of having relationship with a father's wife. Man the pasul sover, the man that holds, ma eshes av, the loy tafsuba kedushin. If somebody has relations with his father's wife, the day the kedushin is not effective, it's a chiv karis, the vlad is mamzer. Af called the loy tafsuba kedushin, in any situation where kedushin is not effective, havlad mamzer. And since there's no kedushin between oiv kechovim ve'evin abor bas yisrael, that's why he holds the vad is a mamzer. Man the machshir, the one that holds that the child born from oiv kechovim ve'evin abor bas yisrael is kosher, sover, ma eishes av, just like in the case of an eishes av, the day loy tafsuba kedushin. A person can't marry his father's wife. But lachrini, this woman, his father's wife, as long as she's not currently married, tafsuba kedushin. Kedushin is effective for other people. Lafuke oiv kechavim ve'eved, that comes to exclude oiv kechavim ve'eved, d'loy tafsuba kedushin klal. Kedushin is never effective by such a woman, and that's why it can't, such a situation cannot be compared to Eishes Av. And the child born from such a union, even if the mother is an Eishes Ish, she's a married woman, will not be a mamzer. So Mefarshim obviously tried to explain, how can we explain a woman is an Eishes Ish, she's a married woman, and she has a relation with Oivik Chavim Va'evid, that the child should be considered kosher because this person can't have Kedushin ever. So the Rajba, this is the way Rabbi Chanan Vasseman explains the Rashba's words. Says like this: that by Yisrael, where Kedushin is effective other places, and here Kedushin is not effective, what is preventing the Kedushin from being Chal? The Isser. There's an Isser for these two people to marry. So where there's an Isser Chorus, preventing the marriage from being effective, if they do indeed get married, the child will be a Mamzer. By Akim Vayv Kachavim, Habar Bas Yisrael, what's preventing the Kedushin is not the Isser. What's preventing the Kedushin is their inability, their not being part of Klal Yisrael and not being in the parasha of Kedushin. Therefore, it cannot be, the situations are not the same, and therefore, indeed, even though by Eishes Av, if somebody marries Eishes Av, the child born would be a Mamzer, that would not be the halacha by the Kacham of Abay Yisrael. Ela Kiyakim Rav Yehuda, says the Gemara, what's the case? Kigon Shabal Eishes Ish. What happened is we have a woman who's married, a Jewish woman married to a Jewish husband. Now, this woman has relations with somebody who's Chetzia Eved V'Chetzia Ben Chayrim. That's when the child is a Mamzer. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says the child is a Mamzer. Because part of this person, part of this Chetzia Eved V'Chetzia Ben Chayrim, is a Ben Chayrim. The Tzad Cheris, the part that he's a Jewish, a full Jew, Mishtamish Be'eshes Ish, that's why the child will be considered a Mamzer. Omar Ravina, says Ravina, Amali Rav Gozer. Rav Gozer said to me, Ikla Rav Yosef Bar Oven L'Asrin. Rav Yosef Bar Oven came to our city. There was a situation where the Kachavim V'Eved that had relationship with an unmarried woman, V'Achshir. And he said that the child is kosher. Beishes Ish. But it was a situation where the Kachavim V'Eved Habar Bas Yisrael, a married Jewish woman, apostle, and he said that the child was not fit, was a mamzer. Omer Rav Ashi, however, Rav Ashi says, Lilidi Omer Rav Gaza, Loi Rav Yosef Bar Oven Hava, it wasn't Rav Yosef Bar Oven, Ella Rav Yosef Bar Zvida Hava, it was Rav Yosef Bar Zvida, for Achshir, and what he said is that the child is kosher when a Jewish woman had relationship with Avka Chavim Ve'Eved, and it makes no difference Ben B'Pnuya if the mother was unmarried, Ben B'Eshes Ish if the mother was married. Amale Rav Acha Brei the Rav Ravina Ikra Ameima L'Asrin. Ameima came to our city for Achshir, and he said that the child is kosher if the mother was a Jewish woman that lived with Avka Chavim Ve'Eved, Bein B'Pnuya, whether she was unmarried, Bein B'Eshes Ish, whether she was married. V'Hilchos, and the halach is, Avka Chavim Ve'Eved, Habar Bas Yisrael, Havlad kosher, the child is kosher, Bein B'Pnuya, Bein B'Eshes Ish, it makes no difference if the mother is married or unmarried. It's interesting that the Beis Shmuel discuss what is the halacha. It's clear from our Gemara that the halacha is that the child is not a mamzer. But the question is, as we discussed on Amun Aleph, will the child be considered pogam l'kahuna or not? Some Rishonim say that, as we learned on Amun Aleph, the Rosh says this, the child is pogam l'kahuna. The Rif and the Ramban say that the child is not pogam l'kahuna. And their proof is what we just learned in our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Hilchos Ovek Chacham Ve'Eved Habar Bas Yisrael Vlad Kosher, and doesn't say anything about the child being pogam. It seems to mean that the child is completely fine. Therefore, says the Beis Shmuel, L'Halocha, L'Chatchila, we should treat this child like a pogam, and not allow a Kohen, as Rashi said on Amud Aleph, to marry the daughter born from such a marriage. However, if a Kohen did marry such a woman, we do not require them to get divorced and separate. There's an interesting Marit Al-Ghazi who takes the following approach regarding such a child. He says, it depends how the child is raised. If the child is raised as a Jew, then the halacha considers him a Jew. If, on the other hand, the child is not raised as a Jew, then the halacha does not recognize him as a Jew. And the Shailos HaTshuva Beis Yitzchak actually brings a proof to the Marit al-Gazi's Shita, to the Marit al-Gazi's opinion. He says, the Gemara says, at the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daryavish was the son of Esther and Achashverosh, and the Gemara says that he was a Melech Kasher, he was a good king, even though he's considered a non-Jew. The question is, why is he considered a non-Jew? His mother was Esther. Esther's a Jew. And we're saying if the mother's Jewish, he's Jewish. Says the Beis Yitzchak, that the Gemara there is following the opinion of the Marit al-Gazi, that even though his mother was Esther, since he was raised as a non-Jew, the Gemara considers him, yes, a Melech, that he was a Melech Kosher, but he's not considered Jewish. Says the Gemara, Rava Achshre l'Rav Mari Barachel, Rava declared that Amari Barachel is fit, even though many times in Shas we mention Amari Barachel. Amari Barachel is a person that's mentioned by his mother's name Rachel. His father was Isser. Isser had captured Rachel when he was non-Jewish, had relationship with Rachel, and that's when Mari was conceived. Ultimately, Isser was Mizgayer, he became a Jew, but since when Rachel became pregnant, he was non-Jewish, Reb Mari is always called by his mother's name, Mari Barachel. In fact, the Chasam Sofer discusses, he says that normally we should be very careful that when we call someone, we should call him by his father's name, even if his mother's more well known than his father. Only on such circumstances, like we're discussing, says the Chasam Sofer, where his father, when he was conceived, was not Jewish, that's when we call him by his mother's name. So Rav Achshar L'Rav Mari Barachel, he said that this child was considered kosher, even though he was born of Ovi Kachavim Habab As Yisrael, and moreover, Omanye B'Persa D'Bovel, he appointed him among the officers of Bovel. Vafagav Dabamar, even though we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, and Bikarev Achecha, and we learn from that, Kom Sima Shat Amesim, Al Ye El Mekarev Achecha, whenever we give somebody an appointment of a position in Klal Yisrael, it has to be somebody of a pure Yichus, Hai, Kivin the Imam Yisrael, since his mother was Jewish, Rachel, Mikarev Achecha Krinimba, he fits the category of a Karev Achecha and can be given this appointment. The Rishonim do want to make a distinction between when one is appointed as a Melech, where there he has to be of pure Yichus, both his father and mother have to be Jewish, versus a situation where he's only going to be appointed to a lesser position, there, as long as his mother is Jewish, he could be appointed to that position. Tosfos also goes on to discuss that if someone's mother is Jewish, he could be appointed to any position that will make him a dayan for dinei mamonos, for financial situations, but as we just said, he cannot be appointed a melech, nor can he be a dayan for dinei nefashis. Rashi holds that even if doesn't have a Jewish mother, he's a complete ger, he could still be considered a dayan for another ger. But Ritva wants to say that when we say that a ger could be a dayan for another ger, that's only for dinei mamonos of another ger, not for dinei nefashis. There are interesting tshuvas in Digris Moshe about appointing people to different positions when they are gerim. Ramosha discusses appointing a ger to be a Rosh Yeshiva or another position in a yeshiva, and Ramosha says it's permissible. Actually, Ramosha discusses that we know it says in Pirkei Avos that Shemaya v'Avtalion were in the Siyim, and even though we know that Shemaya v'Avtalion were gerim. So one thing Ramosha says is that when we say Shemaya of Talion came from Gerim, it could be that their mother was Jewish, Another thing Rav Moshe says there is that Shmaya v'Avtalion maybe did not get appointed that position just because they were the greatest Talmidei Chachamim of their generation. That's how they got that position, not that they were necessarily appointed. But Rav Moshe still goes on to say that certainly a ger can be appointed to a position in a yeshiva. He says that's not considered really a svara, an appointment. He says even though a Rosh Yeshiva, a Mashgiach, and a yeshiva do have the ability to ask boys to leave the yeshiva, that still is not considered an appointment of svara. And Rav Moshe also goes on to say that we know that the Torah tells us for half the mesager, we have to love gerim, so we should try to be more lenient and certainly give them the opportunity to have these positions, not look at it l'chumra and avoid giving them this position. But it's interesting, Rav Moshe also discusses the position of being a mashgiach for kashrus. And Rav Moshe seems to say that the position of being a mashgiach for kashrus is already considered a position of srora, is already considered a position of appointment. And that's why Rav Moshe goes on to discuss that the shayla that was asked to him was, there was a person who was a mashgiach, a kashrus mashgiach, who never passed away, and the family needed the panasa, and his wife was prepared to take his position. And the question that was asked to Rav Moshe is that may a woman be a mashgiach? Rav Moshe says, certainly when it comes to issue of trusting, women are very trustworthy regarding kashrus matters. We trust our wives and mothers to run the kashrus of the kitchens of our homes. But the question is, if this is a minui, if this is appointment, so a woman is not supposed to have a minui, an appointment of srara. So what Rav Moshe suggests should be done is that the woman should not be paid directly from the establishment that she's giving hashgacha to, which would be a minui of srora. Rather, what Rav Moshe says is that she should work for kashrus organization. So it's the kashrus organization or a different rav who's giving the hashgacha, and then it would not be considered that she was given a minui of srora. Says the Gemara, Avdi Rav Chiya bar Ami, the slave of Chiya bar Ami had this non-Jewish woman go to the mikvah to be a wife in order to be purified from being a nida. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said the question is she considered a geyrus? For as we will learn in the next year, for a woman to be considered for a woman or a man to be a ger, a man has to have mila v'tfila in front of a bezdin. A woman has to have tfila in front of a bezdin. So the question is this woman who only went to the mikveh because she was a nida going to be considered tovel, immersed, that she should be Jewish, she's considered Jewish? Amar Rav Yosef, Yechalna Achshuri Bo Ubebarta. I could prove that she and her daughter are considered fit. Bok de Rav Asi. She's considered a Jewish woman. As Rav Asi said, Dar Rav Asi, Milay Tavlu Lenidusa. Didn't she go to the mikveh for being a nida? So even though she never went maybe to the mikveh, that's the way Rashi and Tosfos learned, in front of a bezdin, she's still considered Jewish from going to the mikveh for being a nida. But Barta and her daughter is certainly considered fit, because as we learned, Oyv Kacham ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Vlad Koshim. And the Farshim say from here is a raya to Rashi's opinion, that the entire discussion when we discuss Oyv Kacham ve'Eved Abba Bas Yisrael is only Barta's regarding the daughter. The Gemara doesn't talk about a son, not like the Ramban that we quoted earlier, because the son is never an issue. So Tosfos discusses, Rishonim ask, how can we say that the tefillah, that when a woman goes to the mikveh because she's a nida, should qualify for her geiris? There are so many different halachas that apply to the tefillah of geiris versus the tefillah of a nida. One is, as we just said, it has to be in front of a geiris. The tefillah of a geiris has to be in front of a bezdin. The tefillah of geiris has to be by day, as we will learn in the next year, because geiris is called mishpat. The tefillah of a neda is by night. So how could we consider this tefillah an acceptable tefillah? That's why the Rambam has an entirely different approach to our Gemara, and he's saying that the issue here is not that the woman that never went to the mikvah in front of a Beis Din. The woman, we don't know her status. We know she was originally non-Jewish, and now we don't know what is her status. Is she Jewish or not? So we say that since we see that she acts Jewish, that she goes to the mikvah when she's a nida, it's a proof that she had a proper geirus. But Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says that this woman was mekabel on herself to follow the mitzvahs in front of a Beis Din. So even though she didn't have tvila in front of the Beis Din, since the main point of having a Beis Din by tvila, according to Tosfos, is that there should be Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of the Beis Din, this woman had this Kabbalah's mitzvahs in front of the Beis Din earlier by day. That's why her geirus is effective, even though the tefillah was not in front of the Beis Din. Similarly, Hahudav Karli Bar Maisa, there was a certain person that was called the son of a non-Jewish, an Armenian woman. Omer of Asi, Miloy Tavlan Adasa, though we know that his mother went to the mikveh, and that's why the geirus is an effective geirus, and he's not considered the son of a non-Jewish woman. Says the Gemara, Hahudav Karli Bar Maisa, there's a certain person that they call the son of an Armenian man, that his father was non-Jewish. Arav Shuman Levi, Milay Tavel Kuryai, as we've learned many times, in those days there was Tfilas Ezra, that if a man had an emission, he went to the mikveh. Didn't his father go to the mikveh when he was a Balkeri? That going to the mikveh would make him be considered a full-fledged Jew, and this child would not be considered a child of a non-Jewish father. And Rishon Salanta, again, similar to what we just said a moment ago, says based on this Gemara, that we see that even when somebody goes to the mikveh for Keri, that even though the halacha is that he doesn't have to have all of the dinim of mikveh, it could be maim shuvim, it could even be tes kavim, 9 kavim of water poured on him, still lechatchila they used to even have a balkeri go to the mikveh to fully proper mikveh, and that's why he said that if a person went to the mikveh for balkeri, that's considered that he went to the mikveh, and like Tosfos said, if he was mekabel mitzvahs before a Beis Din, he would be considered a Jew.